Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom. This is Nava Michaels, Nava in the House of Sarah, and I welcome you to another episode. I have a short but very profound word from Father. As we all know, his words are always pregnant with power and with prophetic insight. This past Shabbat at our Congregation Beit Manukah, was a time of sweetness, of earnestness, of simplicity, Haruach's moving amongst us during our offerings of worship was one of great power. It was very refreshing, and there was a sense of great comfort, which is really not really expected, because we are actually in the season of Shabbat Nechama, which is actually the season of comfort. It's a 7-week period of time preceding the month of Elul, which is a time of preparation, of deep introspection, as we are passing under the rod, according to, I believe it's Ezekiel, I want to say 37, and actually going into the fall feast. So during this season of Shabbat, this past Shabbat, the Father gave us an urgent message. And I'll give you the message, and after I give the message, there's also a short article that I'd like to read from Jeff Mills of Ha'amet Ministries, which I feel ties in very well to what this message is all about. And this is a word that the Father would say. I'm calling you to stop playing church, same old program, but to seek me with all your hearts, to humble yourselves, to surrender completely to my will and my moving at every moment. Be alert at all times. Be aware of slumber. Awaken and don't shrink back from awakening the brethren. Love one another with fervent love. An onslaught of enemy attacks is upon not only your people in the land, but upon you as well. Find your places. Seek to know me in deep worship, as this is warfare against the enemy of your souls. This is worship of my nature as Yahuwah Nisi, your victor, your banner, your standard, and as Yahuwah Rohi, your shepherd, Yahuwah Shammah, your comfort. Those on the front lines, my apostles, prophets, evangelists, and teachers, are experiencing it in family, in finances, in society as a whole. You will also go through a time of great testing, but this is only the beginning of trial by fire for my people, as I would have it so, in order that you would be presented before me, a bride without spot or blemish. Keep fervent, keep your eyes upon me only. Again, the word for this hour is fervency in all things, in love for me, in set-apartness, in love for the brethren. And that's the end of the word. I would also say that as women of Yah, we learn that we are to receive, we are to treasure, we are to incline our ears and our hearts to wisdom and understanding during this season as well as any other season, but especially during this time. It is our responsibility as women of Yahuwah with the acquisition of the teachings of our Master Yeshua, as can be found from Torah through Brit Hadashah, if we seek the path of understanding as women of Yah, as we would for a lost diamond ring, then we'll spiritually perceive the fear of Elohim, which is vital in this time, and which is reverence, to keep our eyes upon our Master in all humility and purity. Then wisdom from his mouth, knowledge and understanding, and proper Torah counsel will be laid up for us as his upright ones. So turning the hearts of the children back to the fathers, as we have come to understand, means coming back to the ancient paths, which are the eternal paths, the roads tried and true. And yet, as we as women begin making changes in our lifestyles, as we look to live that fervent, holy lifestyle, we often find ourselves in places that seem strange, and we often wonder, is this the right path? And, you know, what about those deep things, those mysteries of Elohim? You know, without a doubt, the true disciple of Yeshua, a true daughter of Sarah, one whose heart has been marked with humility, with purity, with obedience and devotion to the love of her soul, will be taken into the deep character and ways of him whom she loves. And yet this wisdom, this true wisdom, will not be something to be greedily grasped as though head knowledge of the Ancient of Days is an acquisition by study alone, the reward being solely a technical observation of the Holy One, without a total renaissance of the soul, a total change of the soul, an intercourse between the Creator and His created. But conversely, it is He who gently yet surely apprehends the core of our beings. He is the one who pursues us. He is the one who woos us into that secret place where we gain revelations of his kavod, of his heavy glory, and are forever changed into his likeness. And as I said earlier, I want to end this short time with this beautiful article from Jeff Mill, who is the head of Ha'amet Ministries, which I believe sums up the exhortation. The name of the article is called Tares. How and why is it that there are false ones masquerading among the people of Yahuwah? Where do they come from, and what is their intent and purpose? What do they look like? How do they act? How can they be in the midst of those who are called and appointed, but yet go unnoticed? Matthew 13:24-25, another parable he put before them, saying, "The rain of the heavens has become like a man who sowed good seed in his field, but while men slept, his enemy came and sowed darnel among the wheat and went away." What is darnel? It's a false grain that does not bear good fruit. It masquerades as something good, but in fact, the seeds of some tares are poisonous. Why would an enemy sow tares among the wheat field? To deceive, to tear down, to destroy the good crop that was planted. To steal and use up the soil and nutrients from the good seed so that it will not develop, grow, and mature to its full potential. So that the tares can hide among the wheat and grow up right next to it, to stay close to it and influence it to appear to be just like it in every respect. Matthew 13:26-27, "And when the blade sprouted and bore fruit, then the darnel also appeared. And the servants of the master of the house came and said to him, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? From where then does it have the darnel?' The master and his servants were not deceived. They saw the tares and recognized it for what it was. The servants were confused and didn't understand how the tares could have appeared in a field that was sown with so much care. How could the tares have appeared in the midst of the wheat and become mixed into the field? Matthew 13:28, "And he said to them, 'A man, an enemy, did this.' And the servants said to him, 'Do you wish then that we go and gather them up?' The servants wanted to remove the tares, but the master told them no." The master understood the implications of removing the tares. If they tried to remove the tares when all of the field was young and tender, the wheat would be destroyed and uprooted too. When the wheat and tares are young and tender, they appear to be the same. It's after they begin to sprout and bring forth fruit that the truth becomes apparent. The tares will never bring forth good fruit, yet they are still standing beside the wheat. But he said in verse 29, "No, lest while you gather up the darnel, you also uproot the wheat with them." It's also a test for the wheat to stay pure and to fulfill its intent by growing to maturity and bringing forth good fruit to the harvest. The tares receive the same care, the same water, the same nutrients as the wheat, but they bear only bad fruit, and some of that poisonous. The tares take away resources from the wheat. Verse 30, "Let both grow together until the harvest, and at the time of harvest I shall say to the reapers, first gather the darnel and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my granary. The wheat will be separated out from the tares at the time of the harvest. The wheat will be gathered and saved, while the tares will be gathered and burned. The tares remain until the harvest. They are still trying to look and act like wheat until the very end. Will you be ready for the harvest?" So I encourage everyone to continue to be fervent in the ways of Yah, to keep your eyes upon Him and Him only, to not be distracted in the ways of this world, but to worship Him deeply, to be in the image of Him who is able to save your soul. And I wish all of you shalom until my next episode. Shalom, shalom.